Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray. Lord, it feels like that entire song has been a prayer to say, Lord, here we are. Take us. And now as we turn to your word, we pray that you would speak. We know that your word is true, and we pray that you would speak to the deepest parts of who we are. We come to you, for in you there is life. Speak what is true. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 19 is one of my favorite psalms, and honestly, when I think of Psalm 19, I always think of the very first verse, which is, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. But tonight, I want us to look a little further down. I want us to look at the second half of the psalm, looking at verses 7 through 14, because there's something so powerful that the psalmist proclaims through this word. It's something that resonates with the message of the song that we just sang. So I want to invite you to look with me at Psalm 19. We're going to look at verses 7 through 14, and I want to give you this theme tonight. God is trustworthy. God is trustworthy. Whatever is going on in your life right now, you can trust God with it. Wherever you are, you can trust God with all of you. And as we do so, as we say, Lord, here's my heart, here's my life, here am I, speak what is true. I want you to consider these words. Psalm 19, verses 7 through 14, a psalm of David. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Isn't that beautiful? So what you hear there is David yearning for the God of the cosmos, the God who keeps all things in order, whose glory is declared by the heavens. He is yearning for that God to speak into him what is true. And not just into him at a surface level. No, David wants the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. David wants that God to penetrate his life to the very deepest level and to say to him, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Take my life and make it what you want it to be. You have given me your word. You have given me your law, and your law is beautiful, and your law is wonderful, and by your law is your servant warned. But Lord, I want you to speak into my life what only you can say. I want you to do in my life what only you can do. And so, Lord, I present all of me to you because I believe that you are trustworthy with all of me. That song that we sang tonight has had an interesting journey. It was written by Chris Tomlin, Louis Giglio, and Jason Ingram, and it kind of sat around for a couple of years, never really grabbing a hold of anybody until 2013. At the Passion Conference, David Crowder went out and he began to sing this song, and these tens of thousands of college students and young adults gathered there in that place resonated with the message of this song and resonated with the same sort of message that David is proclaiming in the psalm. So here again these lyrics, and I want to kind of give them to you in a different order, but I want you to hear the heart of the songwriters as they cry out to God. Here's my life, Lord. Here's my life, Lord. Here is my life, Lord. Speak what is true. Speak what is true. Speak what is true. And then they go into this litany of saying, this is who I am in Christ. This is what God, you say about me. I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I'm made pure. I have life. I can breathe. I am healed. I am free. Those words are profound and they are deep and they are moving, but they come straight from the Word of God. That if you have given your life to Jesus Christ, all of these things are true about you. No longer are you lost. No, you have been found. No longer are you living life as sin's orphan. No, you belong to God through Jesus Christ. No longer are you trying to find love anywhere you might be able to look for it. And as the old country and western song says, you're probably looking for love in all the wrong places. No, you know that in Christ you are loved. You have been made pure. Your sin has been separated from you as far as the east is from the west. You are clean. You have life. Formerly you were spiritually dead, but now you are alive in Christ forevermore. I can breathe because you are a new creation in Christ, filled with that vibrant spiritual life that only God can give. You are healed. You are healed. No longer are you held by that which is seeking to kill you. No longer are you bound by sin that separates. No, by His stripes you have been healed. And in Christ you are free. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And anyone who has been set free by the Son, well, he is free indeed. But then they start talking about who God is. Because the only way they can be all these things is because of what God has done. So hear what they say. Because you are strong. You are sure. You are life. You endure. You are good. Always true. You are light breaking through. You are more than enough. You are here. You are love. You are hope. You are grace. You're all I have. You're everything. So here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. So let me ask you this question tonight. Do you trust God with all of you? Do you trust God with your heart? Do you trust God with your life? Do you trust God to take all of you and to profoundly impact you with all of Him? He's trustworthy. So I pray that the song we sing tonight would be the message of our heart. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. Would you pray with me? Lord, we believe that we can trust you. We believe that we can trust you because you have said so. We believe that we can trust you because you have shown so. Lord, you have been trustworthy and true throughout the course of our lives, and you have healed us. And in Jesus Christ, you have forgiven us. You have cleansed us. You have called us your own. So, Lord, we trust all of you with all of us, and we submit to you. Here's our hearts, Lord. Speak what is true. In Jesus' name, amen.